The following is a message from the pulpit of Parkside Baptist Church in Mesquite, Texas, led by Pastor Mike Wells.
We're going to look at a few verses here. Genesis chapter 26. And we're going to be looking at verse number 16. And we're going to read to verse number 22. Genesis chapter 26, verse 16. Let's all stand, if you would, for the reading of God's word. Genesis 26, verse number 16. We start there. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, "Go from us, for thou art much mightier than we." And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdmen, saying, "The water is ours." And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. And they digged another well and strove for that also, and he called the name of it Sitna. And he removed from thence and digged another well, and for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, "For now the Lord had made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land." And I want to preach today on this subject here, forgotten wells. Forgotten wells. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray you help me today as I bring your word. Lord, I don't want to preach in the flesh, Lord, and I don't want to preach, Lord, with my own wisdom or my own knowledge or my own strength. Lord, these are your people. Lord, they deserve to hear the word of God today. They deserve to hear what you have to say. So, Lord, as I preach, I pray you'll speak through me. Use me as a vessel, Lord. Lord, this is what you have to use this morning, so use me. Lord, speak to our hearts. Help us, Lord, to glean truth. Help us to change. Whatever we need to change in our life, help us to become better for you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Here we find the story of Isaac. Abraham, Isaac's father, had passed away, and there was a famine in the land. So Isaac was thinking about going down to Egypt with his family. But God told Isaac, "Don't go to Egypt. I want you to go down into the land of the Philistines." And he says, "Go down there rather than Egypt." He says, "And I'll bless you. And I'll take care of you like I took care of your father Abraham." So Isaac obeyed God, and he went down into the land of Philistines. And down there, they allowed him to raise his cattle and have his family. And we find in the story with Isaac, while he was there in Gerara, the land of the Philistines, that while there in that land, how that God started to bless him. He started to, his cattle started to grow, and he had more children, and his family grew, and his wealth grew. And it got to the point that the Philistines started to get jealous over him. And pay attention up here. They started to get jealous that Isaac was being blessed. You know, as a Christian, can I say that the world out there ought to be able to look at you and see that God is blessing you? And I'm not just talking about financial. I'm just talking about blessing you. I'm talking about joy. I'm talking about happiness. I'm talking about blessing. And they started to see that Isaac was being blessed and how he started to grow. And they got jealous over it, and they started to complain one with another and said, "This is not fair. And why is all these good things happening to Isaac? And it's just not fair." They didn't like it. So they told Isaac he needs to leave their land. "You need to get your cattle. You need to get your family. You need to get everything that you have and get out of our land." Well, Isaac was going to go back to his homeland. But in his homeland, see, Abraham already passed away. And soon as Abraham died, the Philistines went in there because they were evil people. They went in there and they buried, took dirt and buried the wells that they got water from to be able to give to their cattle. So there was no water there. And so they told him you had to leave. So he had to get out of the land of the Philistines.
And he went back to his land. And when he went back to his land, his homeland, he had to redig the wells that his dad once had running with water. Now, before that, he wasn't really worried about it. Before that, he wasn't really concerned about the wells that were buried because he had water. He had food. He was well taken care of. But now Isaac has gotten in a situation where he has a necessity. And out of necessity and out of a situation that's kind of critical, now he remembers the forgotten wells. He remembers that there's water there and I need to go back and dig up that water that my father Abraham once had dug. So Isaac went back and digged up the wells, him and his servants. And they went, they started, and his servants went out there, started digging up the wells of Abraham and digged other wells. And one of the wells they started to dig, they had conflict. The Philistines didn't like it that they were digging up the well. And then they were watching them. They probably thought they would never get water out of here. They started digging away, and all of a sudden they saw water start bubbling up out of the ground inside the well. And the Philistines got upset about it. And they didn't like that. And they said, that's our water. So they strove over it. They fought over it. And there we find that Isaac won over the battle and called the well Esek. And the word E-S-E-K, I looked it up, meaning glistening or a trophy. Here Isaac says, we got a trophy. We won this battle. See, the enemy wanted to take this well from us. They wanted to claim it for themselves, but we're going to strive for this thing. We're going to fight for it, and we're going to win this trophy. It was a battle. It was a strife, but at the end, it was worth it all, our trophy, our victory. Then they dug another well. Philistines were upset about that one. They wanted that one. They wanted the water out of that well. They strove over that well. When the striving was over, they finished the well. They called that well Sitna, S-I-T-N-A-H, which means adversary. They named that well adversary because they had to fight the enemy in order to dig that well. Then they dug the third well, and the enemy didn't fight them over the third well. So they named that Rehoboth, which means fruitful. Fruitful. We're being blessed now. Hey, things are going better. Things are going easier. Isaac had to go back and dig the wells. Now, follow me as I preach here and listen to me and give me your attention, and I need your attention this morning, that Isaac understood that as he was leaving the land, he had to go back. He had no choice. He had to go back, but he wasn't going to live until he dug up the wells that once were there. So what Isaac had to do is he had to figure out where those wells were that Abraham once dug. He had to maybe pull out the maps and look at his maps and try to figure out where were those wells that we once used to drink out of. Where is those wells that we once used to give water to our cattle? So we find here that Isaac, with his men, went back and started to dig up these wells. I see here, first off, Isaac moved into the land of the Philistines because substance increase. Now, I want to go back now in the story. How did Isaac end up in the land there of the Philistines? We find here that Isaac, first off, he moved in the land of the Philistines because he needed that land. There was a famine in his land. He had to go there, had to take care of his family and his cattle. You know, sometimes we leave a situation that we ought not leave. Sometimes we leave a situation because things are not going the way they ought to go. You know, the problem here, when I think about our life, I think about our marriages, I think about the Christian life in general, you're going to have some tough times in your life. You're going to have struggles that are going to come your way. Hey, if your life is not a life of struggles, then you got to question whether you're saved or not. Because we know this, that life, the Bible says, that offenses will come. Struggles are going to come. Abraham died. Isaac was on his own now, and Isaac had to figure it out. He wanted to go to Egypt. God said, don't go to Egypt. He said, you can go to the land of the Philistines. He went to the land of the Philistines. What he should have done, I believe, is stayed in his land and dug up those wells. But see, the wells were buried by the Philistines. Maybe he didn't feel like battling the Philistines over the wells. Maybe it's just too much work for him to try to outdig those wells and bring the dirt. He just thought maybe that was impossible. Maybe he just said, well, let's just all get along. So he said, well, okay, I'll make a pact with the Philistines. I'll go with them, and I'll just get along. And so he went to the land of Philistines, and he did get along until the day came that he had to leave. I see Isaac moving the land. Why? Because he needed the land because his substance increased. Isaac was forced out of the land of the Philistines because of envy. Verse 12 to 14, we find that the Philistines, the enemy, did not like that he was prospering. They didn't like that good things were going his way. You know, you as a Christian, when you're serving God and God starts to bless, you're going to have people, you're going to have situations come your way, struggles that come your way to try to discourage you. But can I say, as a Christian, as a born-again believer, you have to decide, no matter what comes my way, I'm going forward for God. Hey, your marriage, maybe today you say, Brother Butler, my marriage is on the rocks. I taught the young couples class this morning, and I asked them, how many here have been married a year? And I heard, woohoo, right? And then I said, 2 years, woohoo. 3 years, woohoo. You know, there was one woohoo after 3 years. This is a young couples. I teach the 20, 29-year-old couples now. When I got to the 8th year, I still heard a woohoo from the Perez's. And I told the Perez's, I says, you know what? Your marriage is a miracle. Most marriages don't make it that long. Most marriages, within 2 to 3 years, they hit that wall in their marriage and they fall apart. Your marriage is a miracle. Maybe you're here today and you say, we're having problems in our marriage. We're having problems with our children. We're having problems in the Christian life. I'm having problems at work. Whatever it might be, we find Isaac was forced out of the land of the Philistines because of problems, because of strife, because of envy. Number one, Isaac moved in the land of the Philistines and the substance increased. Number two, Isaac was forced out of the land of the Philistines. Why? Because of envy. Number three, I see after the death of Abraham that Isaac had to understand in order to be sustained. Now listen up here and help me out. Everybody can pay attention up here. I need your attention. Isaac knew in order to be sustained, he had to do the thing he did not want to do. He had to go back. Number one, he knew he was going to have to strive with the Philistines that were out there. They took ownership of it. These are our wells. We're burying them. But Isaac knew those were my wells. Isaac knew that that belonged to my father and those are mine. He knew that. Now, he didn't want to have to deal with that. He didn't want to have to battle with them. He didn't want to have to go through those struggles. He didn't want to have to do all the work of digging them up. I'd rather just leave it here, not fight them, go on. But at this point, Isaac knew, hey, I have to leave the land of the Philistines. I need water for my cattle. Guess what? Now I have to deal with it. Now I'm going to have to strive. I'm going to have to fight. Now I'm going to have to put some sweat and blood and dig up those wells. I'm going to have to do this work. And he had to go back and dig up the wells. We see here, number four, Isaac, out of necessity, searched out the wells his fathers once dug and redug them. Now this morning, I'd like to preach on the forgotten wells. The forgotten wells. Now, I want everybody to give me your attention. I believe out of God's word today, the reason we fail, the reason our marriages fail, the reason that we as Christians fail, the reason we get mad at God and we blame God and we fail, the reason we get mad at the preacher and we blame the preacher and we fail, the reason that we fail in life as a Christian, I believe this, is because we hear, but we do not hear. We hear, but we do not listen. We hear, but we do not do. We hear, but we don't do the things that we know is right to do. And if you listen to me today, you give me your attention, pay attention up here. I believe out of God's word, we can be helped today to have a better Christian life. I see here there's some forgotten wells. This morning, as I preach about the forgotten wells, I think about, as a Christian, what are those forgotten wells? Well, as I think about the forgotten wells, I think of the well of the unanswered prayers. You as a Christian, when's the last time you saw God answer a prayer for you? well, you know what? It's just so hard to pray. It's like strife to pray, and people give me a hard time about praying, and my flesh gives me a hard time. I just kind of gave up praying. It's just too much work. It's too hard. I say, dig up the well of your prayer life. Amen. Get back to praying. Amen. I'm talking about the wells that are forgotten wells. Oh, they're out there, but I don't need them right now because life is going all right. I'm here in the land of Philistines, Brother Butler, and man, my bills are paid. Life is great. Life is going good. But I'm going to tell you, God's going to dry up that well on you. God's going to cause some conflict to come in your life, and he's going to stir up some trouble in your life, and you're going to have to seek out the wells again. You're going to have to seek out, Pastor, well to you, amen. But you're going to have to seek out the wells of prayer life. Let me say another well that I notice that sometimes gets buried up and we don't dig it back out and we ignore it, we walk away from it, is the well of winning people to Christ. The well of soul winning. Well, you know, I used to go soul winning years and years and years ago, but I don't do it anymore. You know why you don't do it anymore? Because you're not willing to go back and dig up that well. You're not willing to strive for it. You're not willing to fight the flesh for it. You're not willing to say, it's worth it all. I ought to do it. Rather, we let the devil bury it up and we walk away from the well of winning people to Jesus Christ. Hey, the wells of answered prayer, the well of winning the lost to Christ. What's another well I see that is buried up? I see the wells of joy and happiness. You know, there's a lot of Christians today that can't even smile. There's a lot of Christians today that can't enjoy life. You know, you can learn to enjoy life. God has it for all of you and you and you and you and I and all of us here. We can enjoy life. We can have joy. We can have happiness. We can have enjoyment in life. We can have blessings. You know, it doesn't matter what's going on. You know, sometimes in the church we get distracted. It's distractions. It's like, well, I just wish I would. Hey, you know what? That's life. But you know what? In the middle of distractions, there's joy. There's joy. Hey, you know what? Sometimes in your own life, you get distracted. And you do things you shouldn't do. And I do things I shouldn't do. And we get distracted and we're not paying attention to God. We're not listening to God. You know what? We lose our joy. Hey, as a Christian, can I ask you a question today? Are you a grouch? Are you all upset? Do you have a bad attitude or do you have joy in your life? I'm saying as a Christian, we can have the joy. Oh, Brother Butler, I used to have joy. I used to be happy, but that well got buried up and I went to look at it, but man, the enemy fought me and it's a lot of work to try to dig that back up. It's a lot of work to try to smile. It's a lot of work to be happy. I don't want to have to do that. So I'm just going to walk away and life is okay as it is. But eventually you're going to have to dig that well up or you're not going to make it. I see another well that's being buried and not been dug up in many Christian lives is a well of financial blessings. We struggle financially. I don't know how we're going to make it. I mean, I don't even have enough money. I don't know if I need to finish the week off. I'm struggling. I don't know how I'm going to make it. Do you know God wants to bless you financially? I believe that. But I tell you, there's a recipe for it. Well, yeah, I know the preacher says I got to go out there and find that well. I know a preacher says I have to go out there and sometimes I have to fight Satan over that well. I know the preacher says I go out there and I have to dig up that well. That's a lot of work. But I'm going to say right now, you'll never have the financial blessings unless you do what the Bible says to do. Amen. The hard work of being a tither. The hard work of doing what you're supposed to do. The hard work of being faithful to God. By the way, if you're not faithful to God, you're not faithful to the house of God, you're not faithful in giving your tithes and offerings, then the Bible says you're cursed with a curse. It's very simple. And in order to have the blessings of God financially, do what you're supposed to do. We tell our kids, do what you're supposed to do. You know what? God's been telling us as his children, we are to do what we're supposed to do. I see a well of financial blessing that's all buried up. I see the wells of happy marriages buried up. Well, Brother Butler, we used to get along so well. Man, we used to have a happy marriage. Everything was grand. Everything was good. What happened? Well, we started having some strife. Then we got some dirt, kind of throwing dirt back and forth, and the dirt started burying up our well. And by the time we knew it, the well got buried up, And there was fighting going on, so we just walked away from that well. And you know what? At first, it seemed like it'll be all right. We'll get over it. Things will be okay. The sun will come up again. But in your heart, you know that that well you need to go back to. That's the well of happiness in a marriage. That is the well that God intended for you. I'm talking about that well of a happy marriage being buried up. The well of trusting God for our needs being buried up. The well of godly friends. At one time, you had godly friends. Well, you know, I used to have godly friends, but I don't have those godly friends anymore. That well has been buried up. The well of godly influence. I used to get around godly people. I used to listen to godly preaching. I used to listen to godly music. I had godly influence in my life, but I don't have it anymore. That well has been buried up. The well of contentment. I used to be happy because I was content. And I was content because I was happy. You know, a preacher once said the richest man in the world is a man that is happy with everything that he has and he wants nothing else. So he's the richest man. You might have a nickel in your pocket and you say, well, I'm happy with a nickel. I don't need anything else. Then you're a rich person. But, you know, the problem is we have gotten to the point where we've been discontent. We're not happy with life. We're not happy with things going on. We get discontented. I'm talking about the well of contentment. When you're serving God, doing all you can do, and God takes care of you, but you're not happy how he takes care of you. I'm saying we need to learn to be content. What's another well I see? I see another well of being in the center of God's will. Some of those center of God's will things have been buried up. Well, I used to be in the will of God. I used to serve God. I was right in the center of God's will, but I had to step out of it because it got hard over there. There was too much strife, too much problems. It seemed like every day, you know, we used to be faithful to church, but it seemed like every day we had to fight in order to get ready for church. So I just stopped fighting, and now we get along, but you left the well of the will of God. I'm talking about, I meet people out door knock on their door, and they'll come to the door, and they'll say, oh, yeah, you know, when I was growing up, man, my dad was a preacher. My uncle was a pastor. Man, we were faithful to church. I haven't gone a long time. Well, I still believe in God, and I even still pray, but I just haven't gone to church in years. You know what? Your well has dried up. Amen. Hey, you buried that well. You closed up that well that needs to be redug. I'm talking about the well of the center of God's will. Just as Isaac knew he must dig back the old wells, we must dig up the old wells in our life. Now, how can we see the forgotten wells spring up again? I believe this. I believe that everybody here would like to have those wells springing up again with waters of life. A lot of us here, including myself, we need the waters of life. We need to drink from the well that Jesus said. He says, drink from my water that you'll never thirst again. The reason we're thirsty, the reason we're not satisfied, the reason we're always hungry, the reason I'm talking about spiritually we're never satisfied is because we're not drinking from the well of God. We're in the land of the Philistines drinking their water when God says the wells of Abraham, the wells of blessings are all buried up. The enemy's in control of it. He says, go over there. He says, fight the enemy. He said it's worth fighting the enemy. Dig up those wells and receive the blessings of God. Now, how do we go about finding those springing wells again? First off, let me say, you must realize they do exist. Some of us here today have gotten to the point where we just want to block it off. Well, you know, God called me to preach, but I'm just not going to think about it anymore. You know, yeah, we're in the process of getting divorced. I don't even want to talk about it because we just want to go ahead and just pass that hurdle, and we don't want to bring that up anymore. So we're just going to go forward now, and you know, it's a given. We had a couple come to our church at a different church I was in that were divorced. They came to our church, and we remarried them, and they're still married today, and that's been 15 years. Hey, you know, I'm talking about admitting that there is wells out there, there are blessings out there, there is joy out there, there is financial blessing out there is happiness out there is good things for us out there, and we have to realize that the wells are out there and God has them for me. Isaac, as a child, remembered the wells his father had dug. Isaiah chapter 46, in verse 9, he says, remember the former things of old, for I am God. Do you remember the blessings that you once had? I think all of us probably could get up here, including myself, and talk about regrets. I wish I would have. I wish I would not have. But you know, I think all of us here could admit and say, all of us together, that we know they exist. Because we remember those days. I remember when things were good. I remember when there was joy and happiness. I remember when we got along. I remember when there was financial blessing. I remember when all these blessings are there. I remember those days. I'm saying, let us remember. In Revelation chapter 2 and verse 4, nevertheless I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent and do the first works. You know what we're to do? We're to remember. Hey, do you remember? I meet people all the time. You probably do too. That they will tell you, oh yeah, I remember as a kid, I used to ride the Sunday school bus. You go to church anywhere? Oh, I haven't been to church in years. Oh, I remember when I used to go to that church. I was a Sunday school teacher. You go to church anymore? Oh, I don't go to church anymore. I remember, hey, I used to be a deacon of a church. Well, where do you go to church now? Well, I got mad at somebody, so I haven't been to church in 10 years, 15 years. But they remember. Hey, folks, I'm here to say today, if you want the blessings, the wells of blessings flowing again, let us remember that God has those wells out there for us. Secondly, we must realize that our enemy will strive over with us over these blessings. The Bible says, and the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdmen, saying, the water is ours. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. There's enemies. The devil wants to tell you, well, just live your life another day in sin. Hey, you know, it's kind of like the old Pharaoh, how that he decided to go ahead and keep the frogs one more night. Hey, I'm going to just live one more night in sin, and I'll get right with God tomorrow. Hey, no, my friend, can I say that today is a day to get right with God? Today is a day that we come to God and say, God, I want to make things right with you. I don't want to leave church today without making those things right. We must realize that there's an enemy. Satan's going to fight you. Satan's going to try to keep you from doing what you need to do. Hey, Satan wants to keep you from listening to me today, doesn't he? Satan does not want you or you or you or any of us to hear what I have to say. But can I say that there is an enemy? Oh, I tell you, the enemy, it's vicious. Oh, we 9/11, towers hit. We're going to go after them. They'll hear from us. And that's true. We went after that enemy. But how about when Satan fights us? How about when Satan's coming after us and trying to discourage us and tear us down? Do we go after the enemy, which is called Satan, and say, no, Satan, you will not destroy my home. No, Satan, you will not destroy my marriage. No, Satan, you will not destroy my faith in God. I will dig that well again. I will keep the, you throw dirt in, I'll throw dirt out. You throw dirt in, I'll throw dirt out. We must realize there's an enemy. Thirdly, we must realize it's going to be hard work. You know, serving God is not a bed of roses. As you know, you baptize, somebody gets saved, they get baptized. The first thing I used to tell them, get ready for the battle. Life didn't just get easy right there. It just got hard because you got a new enemy called Satan. Before he was your father, now he's your enemy. Realize it's going to be hard work. Isaac says, and Isaac's servants digged in the valley, and he removed from thence and digged another well. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. How are we renewed and in the inner man? By the word of God, by the wells that God has for us, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. We must realize the wells do exist. The blessings are there. Well, you know, I've tried the Christian life and nothing went good. Well, you just have the right recipe. Figure out the recipe. It's right here in God's word. Get with the preacher. Hey, realize the wells do exist. Realize that there's going to be an enemy called Satan fighting you when you try to dig those wells again. When you try to get right with God, recommit to the Lord. Thirdly, we must realize it's going to be hard work. It's never going to be easy. Fourthly, we must focus on the water and not the dirt. Get that now. We must focus on what we're digging, not what's coming out. Hey, you know what? A lot of times in marriage, the reason we fail in marriage is because we're focused on the dirt rather than the water. Hey, there's a spring of living water in every marriage if you will dig for it. And all that dirt that comes and all the problems that come with that, realize that's just dirt. But I'm not looking for dirt. Dirt might hit me in the face. Oh, I remember was shoveling somewhere and everybody's in there shoveling and somebody takes a shovel of dirt and throws it in my face. Like, you know, I was like, wait, throw the dirt the other way. But, you know, dirt's going to come no matter what.
Right.
Dirt's going to be flung at you. But don't stay focused on the dirt. Well, we're not going to make it because of this and this. Well, that's all dirt. Hey, dirt, don't worry about the dirt. Because if you'll keep digging, I've heard stories of somebody that went to dig a well. They dug down about 10 feet, 15 deep. And somebody said, you haven't found water. There's water over here. Go dig over here. So they go over there and they dig 10 feet, 15 feet, no water there. And the wife comes out and says, if you would have stayed at this well and dug it 30 feet, you would have found the water. See, a lot of times we get discouraged and we leave the blessings. You come to church, you've been here 3, 4, 5 weeks, and you say, well, things aren't getting any better, so I'm just going to drop out of church. No, what you ought to do is just get back in church. And I'm not talking about just get back in church. I'm saying get back in church. Get in all the way. Hey, decide. Hey, do like that cannonball where you run and you jump in the air, and I'm getting in all the way. I'm not just going to stick my toe in. Hey, realize, fourthly, that we must focus on the water and not the dirt. For all the wells, the Bible says, which the father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham, his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. Many times we struggle to get victory in our lives because we spend most of our time noticing the dirt of negativity in our lives. The Bible says in Numbers 21, and verse 16, from thence they went to Beer, and that is the well whereof the Lord spoke unto Moses, gather the people together, and I will give them water. Then Israel sang this song, spring up, O well, sing ye unto it. Spring up, O well. When's the last time you sang the song, spring up a well within my soul? You know, there's some wells there that want to spring up. The well of a happy marriage. The well of blessings financially. The wells of joy and blessings. The wells of knowing that, man, I feel good. I feel right with God because I've been away from God. But Lord, I'm coming home and I'm right with you today and I want to serve you. And I tell you what, when you get right with God and you take all the things in your life that are not right and you get right with God, there's a well springing up within your soul. I tell you, there's nothing that compares to that. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25, let thine eyes look right on and thy eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet. Let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Hey, folks, today you want those blessings to come again. You want the joy to come again. You know, we see preachers so happy and he's not a fake. It's all the time. I've never seen him down. He's always, and it's not that he's faking it. He really has tapped into a well, and his family has tapped into this well. You know what? We too. Hey, you know what? The well belongs to us too. We can tap into the well. Hey, how are you going to have that springing water come again? First off, by the way, we lived in Vermont. I remember years and years ago in Vermont, they had this. It was spring water coming out of a mountain and had like a little pipe sticking out. But it was spring water, and only the people that lived there. You know, we never told city people where the water was at. We told them it's 20 miles down that way. But we would go down there with jugs of water and fill up the jugs of water with spring water. There's nothing like, not the spring water at Walmart. That's not real spring water. I didn't know if you knew that. But spring water, it comes out of the mountains, spring water. And you drink that stuff down, it is so good. It tastes really good. It's so cold. You know what? You want to have that spring water again in your life? Do you want to have joy overflowing and springing out from your soul? Do you want blessings and happiness and peace and comfort and strength and stability and all the good things that come with the Christian life that God, hey, all this is the recipe. All this is part of the package deal if you want it. But you have to understand, in order to have it, you must first realize that there is a well that exists out there for you. And you must realize, and secondly, you must realize there's an enemy. There's an enemy that will try to keep you from getting that well. There will be an enemy of discouragement. The devil will speak to you and tell you you're not worthy. The devil will tell you you tried before, but there's no hope. Why even try? That enemy, you must say, no enemy, I will not listen to you, but rather I'll go after the well that God gave me, and I'll push you aside, and I'll move you over, and I'll dig this well up, and I will see the well spring forth water again. We must realize it's hard work. And then lastly, if we dig up those old forgotten wells, they will no more be forgotten. Why don't you decide today to say the things I've left behind me? And all of us have, including me. We all have things that we need to go back. I need to go back and dig up that well again. What is it that God's telling you you have to redig again? What is that well that got thrown full of dirt? It's all clogged up. And you looked at it, you thought about it, but no, it's too much work. Oh, there's too much enemy, too much adversary. I'm just going to go find, I'm going to go share a well over here, but that's not your well. And that's not where you belong. You're not supposed to be in the world. You're not supposed to go, well, I just can't find happiness in Christian life, so I'm going to go down to the comedy club and I'm going to get them to get me to laugh. Well, you're drinking out of a well that is spoiled and rotten. And for a while, if you're not careful, you get used to it and you think that's all it is. You think that, man, this is great. But it's because you've forgotten the spring water of that well back there. What you need to do is go back there and dig up the old forgotten wells and make sure they're never forgotten again. We need to understand that our life can be refreshed anew each and every day if we open that well up and drink from it. Have you allowed the wells of yesterday's blessings be forgotten? Have you allowed the problems of life and the struggles and the temptations and the heartaches and all the things that come with life? Have you allowed those things to bury your well up? What I encourage you to do is take that old shovel. Take the word of God and say, with God's help, I'm digging that up again. And you say, well, Brother Butler, you know, last week you preached that and I'm still digging, but I haven't hit water yet. Keep digging. I promise you it's there. Keep digging, and you dig, and you dig, and you dig. And I'll look down and say, how's it going down there? Well, I'm about 15 feet down. Should I go dig somewhere else? No, you know they're there. Hey, you have the map. It's there. Keep digging. Keep digging. And then finally, all of a sudden, I'll hear you scream. I'll run over. Hurry, throw a rope. Water's coming. Throw a rope down. Pull you up. Man, we get a big old container, and we pull up some of that water, and we drink it. You know why? Because you dug the well back. Hey, it's hard work. Hey, anything worth having is worth fighting for. Anything that's worth having is worth struggling for. You know, the life that is easy, the easy path, is not the path that God has for you. Yes, it'll be, God will bless you on the hard path. He'll give you joy. People say, I can't understand. Why are you so happy when things are happening to you the way they are? Because I found real joy. That wasn't joy. This is joy. Have you allowed the wells of yesterday's blessings be forgotten? Go back to those forgotten wells. And can I say, redig them? Redig them. Hey, it might help if you get somebody to help you dig them up. Hey, would you partner with me and help me get my life back on track? And I'm saying today, if you leave here and say, well, I'll work on that tomorrow, Brother Butler. I'm going to, maybe next Sunday, you know, I'll pray about it. Maybe next Sunday I'll pull a shovel, I'll start digging that well. You know, you'll never do it because you're putting it off. Why put off till tomorrow what you can do today? What I challenge you today is come down the altar, pick up your shovel, and say, with God's help, I'm going to start today by digging back that well. And if you do it, I'll promise you this out of God's word. God says it, that blessings will flow again. Amen. Oh, spring up a well within my soul. Do we have that song in the songbook? Okay. Do you know that song? You don't know that song? There's a song. Y'all ever heard that song? Do you know it? I'm putting you on the spot. Okay. I kind of know it, but if I sang it, I think everybody would walk out, so I better not sing it. But think with me now. We're not going to sing the song, but think with me on this. Oh, spring up a well within my soul. Is that your song? Can you sing that today? Spring up a well. Hey, is your well clogged up? It's very simple. Come to God. Say, God, give me the shovel. But it's on you to get the shovel and dig that thing up. It's up to you to make it happen. You can make it happen. But you have to trust God and believe that He can get you through it.
Thank you for joining us today. For more audio or video content, you can visit our website at parksidebaptist.org.